Hello. I don't know how good the audio is gonna be on this, but this is diary number 8. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to this new episode of You Are Not Special, the podcast centered around self-development, mindset, and drama. Ooh, just kidding. But seriously, thanks for listening, and I drop new episodes every Thursday, so stay tuned. You're not that special, seriously. And with that being said, enjoy the show. And the reason I don't know is because I'm at home. I'm not on a walk because I am the only person that can watch Atlas right now, since everyone else is home. Today is a fasting day, and it's been a little difficult. So right now I'm meal prepping for tomorrow. I'm making a cabbage salad thing, like an Asian slaw almost, only it's not going to be even remotely anything like it. But I was watching a video that like this lady was saying that she likes meal prepping for the night after fasting. Like it gets her, like it gives you something to do, kind of. If you're new to this, first off, welcome. And second off, my journey has been a wild one in terms of diet and exercise and my general mindset when it comes to my mind and how I see the world. At this stage, I was diving headfirst into a bunch of new trends and crazy stuff that I just didn't really love doing. For example, I love cooking. I cook for my family all the time and make Thanksgiving dinner, and honestly, I make a mean beef Wellington, but I could see how much cooking was straining my life in this clip. I was making food on the day I couldn't eat because I was trying to occupy my time. I look at my priorities now and there's no way I would even have time for stuff like that because I'm doing exactly what I want to do. This comes with time, obviously, and I had to learn through trial and error what I actually wanted to do, but you can tell from this recording that I wasn't really happy. It was getting harder because my body was rejecting my system. I was feeling sluggish to the point where I didn't even want to go on walks. Sometimes that had been my saving grace and reflection zone for the better half of a year, and it was slowly dwindling. When your current system starts becoming something you dread, or starts taking away the things that you value most or give you the most clarity, think to yourself and ask, do you really need that in your life? Yes, you should struggle a little bit when building habits and getting to that happy place, but it shouldn't ever be something that makes you doubt your sanity.
So, it's kind of what I'm trying to imitate. I've had water all day, haven't had anything, but I definitely have the cravings. And usually at a time like this, I would go and walk. But I cannot. So here I am trying to find something else to do. Now, I really thought about cheating. I really thought about just eating a small meal. But then as I thought more and more about it, I kind of was like, you know what's going to happen if you have a small meal. Like, you might overeat. And then you'll make excuses for it later. And then you'll cycle back into things you don't want to do. Doing things that don't make you feel good.
You're going to cycle back to the way things used to be. That's how you know it was unsustainable. When building a habit or routine, there shouldn't be this whole all-in mentality, the mentality where you can't mess up and there's only one way to do things. There should be multiple entry points that you can attack a problem from. It minimizes the stress and increases your chance of success. For example, if I were to say that I'm going to go on a run every morning for 30 days, I can't just have one point of entry. I want to have my shoes by the door. I want to have an alarm or reminder set. I want to have running clothes by my bed so I can look at it right in the morning when I get up. Maybe I even have a water bottle filled the night before. There are tons of things that you can do to optimize your outcomes, and my problem here was that I was doing the same thing over and over and over again with only one entry point. My entry point was a little bit more complex, though. I was approaching my lack of confidence from the point of, I need to lose weight and then I'll be happy with myself. But really, there were a ton of different buckets that I could have pulled from. I could have been trying to meditate on my personal values or fix some insecurities that I had with my writing or speaking to people. I could have been working on my social life and looking at how that made me feel. Instead, I was continuously pushing myself to the limit on the same broken system, expecting to push a car with virtually no wheels.
And so I'm trying to honor that for myself. I'm drinking a mango aha, which has zero calories and zero sweetener. Even though, like, I've been off added sugar, but I still also want to stay away from, like, I've been staying away from all added sugar, like honey, maple syrup, all of that. And even, like, stevia and stuff, because I read that stevia still acts the same way as sugar, so you're still giving your body something to latch onto as quote-unquote sugar. So that wouldn't make any sense, would it? If I'm trying to quit a sugar addiction, it should be cold turkey and nothing else.
I was in it to win it. I wanted to quit all of my bad habits cold turkey and just become this stunning, perfect being overnight. But life doesn't work that way. You're not special, remember? Maybe quitting sugar may have been a good thing for me at some point, but the way I went about it was just really awful when aligned with the mindset I had. I couldn't have anything I truly wanted, and I had such a massive sweet tooth that I couldn't help it when people would put sweets down in front of me. I realized now that I would binge on sweets and have a ton of stuff that was bad for my body at the time because I was restricting to the point where, when I got the chance, I felt like I needed to make up for all that time I didn't have food like that. I shouldn't have had to make up for things. I should have been practicing a more balanced approach and not cutting things out left and right and not eating for days on end and just ruining my body. And for what? For someone else to tell me I looked good? There are millions of people on the internet that brag about their perfect bodies and lives, and they still aren't happy. So what made me think that I would have a different outcome by using the same exact approach? This destroyed me. Because not only was I not following through with a routine, I was completely going against everything I had worked for that past week and would beat myself down even more. It's a vicious cycle that I touched on many times before, but the biggest problem at this point was just that going all in was counterintuitive. I wasn't listening to my body and what it needed, and I wasn't pushing myself in the ways that I needed either. For those of you who are in the same boat, I urge you to look at what you're doing right now and think about it. Think about your biggest problem and whether or not that approach is a good approach, or whether or not you're really doing these things for you. The only one whose happiness you really need to provide for is your own, before anyone else's. Before I even started listening to that sentiment, I was lost and helpless.
But, yeah, today has just been hard, in general, for me to stick to. Mostly, like, the end of the day, like right now. And it's probably been, like, the last 2-ish hours. Yeah, I just felt like I needed to talk something out to kind of reason with myself because I am so good and I don't even feel hungry. Like, after having this aha, I really don't feel hungry. But I think I just needed to talk myself through it and then it would be good. And now it's good. So, yeah.
You can't care about anyone else before you truly care about yourself. You're going to be able to do a lot more good if you are confident in who you are right now. Plot twist, it wasn't good. I wasn't fine, and I wasn't doing well, and I was really trying to convince myself otherwise, but that doesn't work in the long run. You have to believe what you're doing, and believe in yourself that you will get better, or else there's nothing that's going to truly make you feel happy. I'm 100% convinced that when you start with yourself and learn to love who you are and who you want to be, you make 10 times more strides than anyone who starts by just listening to other people. In my experience, these were the days where I would be at my worst but never tell anyone. I would be starving and in my feelings and just not want to talk to anyone or do anything, and that stunted my curiosity and my individuality. I wanted to do things. I just couldn't. Or at least that's what I told myself because I was so drained from doing all of these different rituals. You have to love yourself, period. End of story. This is another diary entry from a few days later, and notice how quick I am to change up my routine.
Hola. So, a few changes. I ate some sugar the past few days because I went to a party and I had just a little bit. And then I went out with Ben and I had a little French dessert or whatever. I honestly, it wasn't that bad. Today, I guess I should have been fasting technically, but I had a few grapes and it got me thinking, and I've been watching videos about people's and their approach to the alternate day fasting, and I've decided that because I am a teenager and a social aspect of high school is going out with friends and doing fun stuff like that, I've decided that I'm going to fast Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. So not every other day, because I feel like I need to have certain days where I know that I can eat and I know that I can hang out with people, and it's a little hard being like, I can hang out this Friday, but I can't hang out next Friday, it has to be Saturday because I can't eat on Friday, or whatever, whatever.
Oh god, I have to say it. Like, bruh, I knew how this cycle was making me feel, and I was still sticking with it. This is where I just, like, kick myself in the butt and wonder, like, what were you thinking? The wheel was so broken, and I continued to push the wagon uphill like I was going to get anywhere. I was trying so desperately to make this system work, and I just wouldn't admit that it was broken. Now, this system may work for some people, again, and I'm sure people have had success with fasting long periods of time in the past, but at this stage of my life and at this age, it completely destroyed my confidence in my abilities, my consistency, and really made me hate my body and my mind. I would reflect on it, yes, but that didn't change the fact that I couldn't stick to one thing for more than a week or two. I was only doing this alternate day fasting thing for a few weeks before I decided it's time to switch it up. And then I would decide to switch it up again and again and again until all that was left was just a hollow shell of a person who just wanted to be happy. There is so much that you could be doing right now, and thinking about the same cycle of insanity over and over again is not going to change you. You have to take the steps to move in the right direction. No one else is going to do that for you. No one else is going to push you the way that you could push yourself, and no one is going to love you as much as you need to love yourself. Those are the things that I truly, truly believe in. You know, I was lost and alone, but I wasn't special. I'm like so many other teenagers, not just with the weight loss or confidence, but with school and family and friends and everything in between. You can be so involved in one facet of your life, but still know nothing about yourself. There's a reason why high school turned college athletes have an identity crisis once they end their sports careers. There's a reason why women feel this need to lose weight and fit into a box that society built, only to find out that they were never happy with themselves in the first place. Why are you changing things if you don't even know what you really want to change? If you're listening to this, please know that you have the power to do incredible things. All of us do. It comes from you, not from anyone else. It comes from a place of self-love and determination, and, you know, we're not all born with the same skills, but it can be built and shaped in whatever way you want, and I hope you can take that and do something truly amazing with it. Thank you so much for listening. A little bit of a shorter one today, but don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. I truly do appreciate and love everyone who listens to this, and I hope you learn to love yourself and realize the power that it has on your mind, your body, and more. With that being said, you're not special, but you can be revolutionary if you put your mind to it. See ya!